This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is on a 2 days visit to Singapore, held delegation-level talks with his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, today. During the meeting, both the leaders reviewed the progress of the India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his remarks, Prime Minister Modi said that Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Mr. Modi said, "The government of India wants to make many Singapores in India, and it is a matter of delight that both sides are making efforts together in this direction."
मुझे विश्वास है 4G के नेतृत्व में सिंगापुर और अधिक तेजी से प्रगति करेगा. एक्सलेंसी, सिंगापुर केवल एक पार्टनर देश नहीं है, सिंगापुर हर विकासशील देश के लिए एक प्रेरणा है. हम भी भारत में अनेकों सिंगापुर बनाना चाहते हैं और मुझे खुशी है कि हम इस दिशा में मिलकर प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
He added that the ministerial roundtable, which has been established between the two countries, is a path-breaking mechanism. Prime Minister Modi said that this initiative has proved its identity in the cooperation in fields like skilling, digitalization, mobility, advanced manufacturing, semiconductor, healthcare, and cyber security. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said both the Prime Ministers held a productive meeting in Singapore today. The two sides agreed to elevate the India-Singapore ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. They extensively reviewed various facets of the bilateral relationship, covering areas of advanced manufacturing, connectivity, digitalization, healthcare and medicine, skills development and sustainability. Memorandums of understanding, MOUs, were also exchanged between the two countries for cooperation in the field of health and medicines, skill development and on India-Singapore semiconductor ecosystem partnership. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashwani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprasth and Akashwani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live-streamed on Akashwani EIR, the YouTube channel of Akashwani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes on the occasion of Teachers' Day. He also paid tributes to former President of India, Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan, on his birth anniversary. The Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Education, has been organizing a national-level function on Teachers' Day every year to confer the national awards to best teachers of the country. The Election Commission today issued a notification for Haryana Assembly elections. With the issuance of notifications, the process of filing of nomination has begun. The last date of filing the nomination is 12th of this month, while the scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up the next day. The last date of withdrawal of candidature is 16th of September. Notification for third phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued today. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on 1st of October. Last date for filing of nominations is 12th of September. Scrutiny will take place the next day. The centre will start retail sale of onion at a subsidised rate of 35 rupees per kg through mobile vans and NCCF retail shops in Delhi and the National Capital Region. A central interministerial team will visit the flood-affected districts of Krishna, NTR, Guntur and other areas in Andhra Pradesh today, led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, the Additional Secretary for Disaster Management in the Union Home Ministry. The team will inspect the damage caused by the floods and speak directly with the victims. Under the influence of cyclonic depression over Bay of Bengal, rainfall has lashed several districts of coastal Andhra Pradesh, including NTR, Krishna and Eluru districts. The IMD has forecast moderate to heavy rainfall in many districts of coastal Andhra Pradesh over next 48 hours. And that is the end of this news bulletin.